And the fact that you do other people's music, you did write some tunes yourself at the beginning. Again, why did you choose to move away from that?
It wasn't a conscious decision of saying, I'm not going to write anymore. My first album has a number of poems by a turn-of-the-century poet, Australian Henry Lawson, that were poems I read and set to music. And the only reason I set them to music is because I heard the melodies when I read them. They just sang themselves off the page. And I said, oh my gosh, I know how this goes. And I turned on my tape recorder and sang them. And then I picked up my guitar later and fit them more carefully. One of the songs has the lyric, the moon has a face like the clock on the wall, and it shines on thieves on the garden wall. And it goes on. It's a poem by Robert Louis Stevenson. And when I was pregnant with my daughter, I was looking at some kids' books and went, oh, I love the movement of this poetry. And I sang it. I sat there, turned the pages, and sang the whole thing, grabbed the tape recorder, and recorded it so I wouldn't forget. I don't read music or write it, so I have to tape any melodies that I come up with. So that's how that one happened. Ain't I a Woman is a powerful piece, Sojourner Truth's words. I didn't write that song. I heard her words recited by Faith Petrick and went, there is such power and strength and energy in her declaration. I think I know how this goes. And I stood up and started to sing it, grabbed the tape recorder, turned it on, and I sang the whole piece, and I rearranged some of the lines and made them repeats and came out with Ain't I a Woman. So I don't think of myself as a songwriter. I'm a song finder. I'm a lyric finder. And sometimes I know how those lyrics can be sung. So that's how I put it together.
Well, you do it so wonderfully that I can't wait to hear another one.